Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Oh, yeah. Celebrating here on a Monday, probably getting candy.
No.
What are you doing?
I was talking to Brittany about F1. Oh. Because I was, you know.
Let
see,
me tell you something,
here's when,
dude.
I catch F1. I catch F1 right before football. Right, and but it was a little bit later this time.
Little Sunday,
and I just happened to turn it on, and here's how it works: you could turn it on and see something really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned it on, and they were going through a stadium, like in and out of a stadium was part of the track. I was like, "This is cool, in Mexico." I'm like, "This was cool." So then I start watching, and then you can't keep track of anything. Like I'm still amazed that they can have a pit stop for 3 seconds, and it takes NASCAR an hour and a half, right? Like, come on. Like, let everybody go out and do everything.
You don't know how long things take. I mean, things take long. I don't know.
It does. It takes a long time because.
No, I'm saying, but you don't know the science behind it. You're just basically saying, like, NASCAR's lacking.
Yeah.
Well, they have to actually put gas in their tanks, and it's just they have more bolts on their tires. There's only one bolt on a F1
yeah,
tire.
But they go four guys, four tires at the same time. NASCAR doesn't do that. NASCAR, like the same guys do one side, then run over to the other side.
It's four guys. It's literally four. And like, it's actually, I think, eight people because it's two people per tire.
Right. So
it's like a good cut man in boxing. You want a guy who can get those bolts off.
I don't know what that means.
It means nothing. It means keep it moving. That's what it means. Like, you'll learn. Like, sometimes you just let it go.
There was crickets after you said that
one.
Yeah. Well, I actually think it's a fine reference. You know, you guys are just being cretins, unfamiliar with the fight game. Like, you want a good bolt man on your pit crew who can get the bolts off fast, just like you need a good cut man in case things go awry in a fight to close up a cut.
Mm. He couldn't do nothing about Aspinall's eye.
No. Well, some will say that Aspinall didn't want to do anything about his eye.
Did you say he was getting pieced up?
He was getting pieced up. It wasn't like bad. It wasn't like dominant.
Is that why people were booing?
That's why people are a little skeptical, dude. You know, fight fans are very fickle. You know, I don't want to call it.
I tell you what, though. Not a bad way out.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. It was an El Perfecto weekend, everybody. All right? Mm-hmm. Heat, they sweep the weekend. They beat the Knicks. They beat the Grizzlies. It was Goosey's galore. The Dolphins beat the Falcons 34-10.
It might be one of the most lopsided victories I've seen the Dolphins have in a long time.
The Hurricanes drubbed the Stanford Cardinal 42-7. They covered all in the second half.
How long is a football game? How long is a football game?
60 minutes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just checking. Not 7 minutes.
Brittany.
Which was the first drive.
You are a Canes fanatic, I think I shall put it kindly.
Yeah, let's ask her. How did you view that game? Were you being a charlatan and going, here we go again?
Look at her face. She's definitely judging. She hated the first half.
Yes.
What did you think? What did you think of the game?
I hated the first half. I thought it was a poor performance. I said, here we go again with these damn ugly jerseys.
Oh, my God. I hate it. Hey, can I
by
just
the way.
I hated those.
By the way.
I tried to tell you guys.
By the way. Okay. Dear Miami Hurricanes people, I don't know who's behind this. Is it Adidas?
Adidas makes the jerseys. I don't know who designed when to wear the jerseys.
Let me explain something to you guys. As long as we've seen military movies, uniforms, or people actual in the military, right? Nobody has ever tried to go solid with camouflage. Ever! In the history of camouflage.
Also,
you either go all camouflage or you put a little patch on the shoulders. Dude, but you don't go solid pants with camouflage tops.
Like, no bit. When CJ Daniels had with that thought of catch in the end zone that they're looking at, I couldn't tell because of his stupid uniform.
They were literally blending in with the grass.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I was like, really? I think it hit the ground. I don't know.
Too much.
Dude, I'm telling you. Those jerseys, they were ridiculous. They looked like chameleons.
They were ridiculous. Like, their pants, there was a point where it looked like a green screen. Seriously, like, Carson Beck's pants were fading in with the grass. I couldn't, it looked like he had no pants on.
There has to be a better way to help the troops.
there has to be a better way to honor them.
Don't wear the jerseys, just send a check.
Yeah, there has to be better ways. There has to be.
Get camouflage towels. I don't know. Do something else.
If they had gone the whole, like, here, let me say something to Miami and to Adidas. You want to know how to wear camouflage? Go look at the Army-Navy game when they do it, right? And pick a version of that.
Camo numerals. You know, like something
right,
like that. Camo
right,
numerals.
But not, you can't, you can't put camo tops with solid bottoms. Nobody wears camo like that.
It was like, what are they going on the hunt? What is going on here? I kind of dug the U on the black with the camo. I was like, that's kind of cool.
So then they should have just done the black jerseys with the numbers.
Yes.
Camouflage.
Yes.
Even then, I still wouldn't have liked it, but it would have been better than whatever that was.
It would have been better. But did you feel better? Like, Carson Beck didn't look that great. You know, he's not. I know you said about the arm thing. You think he's all right?
Last week, it just looked like he was making some bad throws, but sometimes your brain tells you you can do something and your body doesn't allow you. And I think some of those throws where he thought he could make it and physically he couldn't. And so that's why they look so bad. So while we're sitting here talking about his decisions and whatever, maybe his decisions were good, but his body wasn't working with his brain. And that's when I saw it last week, I said that. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, very rarely if you're going to have a quarterback of that nature make throws that bad, right? It's usually something behind it.
What'd you think, Brittany?
I don't know. I felt like I remember watching the Notre Dame game, and he didn't throw the ball very much in that game, and feeling that there were some throws that he had that were really ugly, and that made me nervous, obviously, because he's coming off the injury from last season and the surgery, and then he kind of got better.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to see it again in the last two games where I just feel like the ball is coming out very ugly. So I don't know if he's tweaked the shoulder again or
it
was his elbow. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry, it was his elbow.
It's like he had Tommy John, right?
Yeah, like I think it was a Tommy John surgery situation.
Which is not a common thing in football, is it?
No.
Like, I don't hear about
it
very much.
Yeah, I don't feel like you hear it. It's more of a shoulder situation rather than
the reason why it happens in baseball is because of the pitching motion.
Yeah.
The reason why it happens in football is because a guy will get hit.
Ooh, all right.
Right. So it's the same injury, but it's putting stress on it in the different ways. Now, football's heavier than baseball. So would it take longer to be able to throw?
I don't know. Well, he came back. I mean, he had the surgery, and then he was back throwing by fall camp, so August.
Okay.
So I don't think it takes longer. But then again, in football, you don't have to have – the spin on the ball,
the spin,
you can't,
right,
all that type of stuff.
Right, right, right.
But they usually say in baseball, you come back, you can throw harder. But
right.
I don't know. again, like that's typically, again, when you got a full year, mm-hmm. these guys are typically rehabbing. They're mm-hmm. doing a lot of those injuries. He obviously had a clock on him because, you know, he wants to get back. He wants to make the NFL. And I don't know. And SDI does point out Matthew Stafford had it. Mm-hmm. And Stafford's look awesome this year. I mean, he's
Oh my goodness.
Good. Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's a thing or not.
That's the thing, because I feel like there was plays that he made. There was a specific play in the first half where he threw the ball and it was a bad throw and he overthrew the receiver and his body language is just very off, which I didn't like. And I was like, oh no, this is like not looking good. And
whoa,
we were down seven to seven. Have you dove into body language?
I like
it.
Are you body language person? Don't judge her.
Why are
I'm
you
just
judging
saying,
me?
She can watch
I'm not
she
judging
wants
you.
Her,
I'm just,
wants
I get on him about the same thing. Dude, his body language.
I don't know. I think body language is a massive tell about things.
I mean, like being disappointed that you...
What did the Heat all say last night? You want to know what they said?
What?
Vibes are high. Vibes are high.
You know, winning does that.
Yeah, but the Canes won. I mean, they won. They dominated.
I just feel like his energy that he had at the beginning of the season isn't there anymore. And like that, I think that comes off the heels also of me not liking his comments after the last game.
Listen, I will say this. Sometimes disappointment takes a while to get over, right? And even though they won and they won handily or whatever, there's probably a certain amount of guys that, so think about this. They ran the ball really well. They didn't really throw it that much, mm-mm. right?
That's where they've had success this season, in my opinion.
Right.
He threw the ball a lot against Louisville because the run wasn't working.
Right. So but my question is that sometimes as a player, you look at that situation as like, they don't have any confidence in me because we're running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get into the mode of not trying to press too much because it makes you make more mistakes. And, you know, as a player, it happens in, like, for example, at running back, when you only think you're going to get 5 or 10 carries, you want to go in there and try to make those carries work and you end up losing yards instead of just taking the 4 or 5 that are there. Because you're trying to make a big play to show the coach that, hey, I can run the football. And that's why coaches always say,
I think it's like you said. Like, look, I don't think it's like anything impressive to like bowl over Stanford. Like, they should have bowled over Stanford. And like you said, they looked like just physically. The Canes are full of 6'6", 6'8" linemen. And mm-hmm. so you're gonna wear them down eventually.
But I think you have to like – it was a tale of two halves. Mm-hmm. It was a tale of two halves. Like the first half, we went into halftime, 14-7? It wasn't a good first half. They came back and won the second half, which I like, it's hard for me to feel moved by that. I know Leroy gets mad when I say things like that.
Well, because here's the problem, though, Brittany. The way the Canes play football and the way they have played all year, they wear teams down, right? And so if you're looking at the first half and said, I got nothing, and then they come out the second half and then you start seeing that play out and now they're dominating, which is what happened. They start running it at 5, 6, 10 yards a clip. That's kind of how they've been playing football all year.
I think if you look at it, like, I guess on the good side of things, like the Canes, you know, took an early punch. They, you know, they were down in the last game. It didn't go well for them. This one, they were able to bounce back.
Well, the so team had 56 yards on the first drive, and then they had 56 yards the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, yeah, like, again, be aware of the first 10 plays. The Dolphins are famous for this. Mm-hmm. Going right down the field right away.
You could tell how angry Heatherman was. You know, the beard was extra gruff after the first drive. He was. Very...
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, oh no. I know it was only one touchdown.
Yeah.
And
I think it's something
series,
about that.
It was like...
It's that Andrew Luck too. You feel like he's got some magic dust with him or something like that.
Doesn't
he? Just like, yeah.
The only magic dust he had playing football.
Yeah.
Right. You ain't playing football. You can't help these guys.
He seems so much happier.
Oh yeah.
Than just not playing.
He looks
football.
Thin.
Yeah.
His voice doesn't sound as ogre-y. Right. Now that's the Colts killed that guy.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Man, the Colts are good though.
But isn't it amazing how like certain teams just always seem to find a quarterback and certain teams don't?
Hey, what helps?
What?
Best running back in the league.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, he's doing Looney Tunes dances. He's scoring so much.
It's ridiculous, dude.
Would you take? There's four guys that right now are must-see TV.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor. CMC, Bijan, and I'll even go one step further and go and take it to Saquon.
I kind of feel like Saquon's the coolest watch out of all of them. Because
and let's not forget, and I'm disrespecting him.
Henry?
Not Henry. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the running back from Detroit.
Gibbs.
Gibbs.
Yeah, Gibbs a monster.
Gibbs.
The running
Gibbs,
back is back.
Gibbs has a lot of like.
And then A-Chan's been a baller.
Well, the only reason why I mention A-Chan because they're 2-6.
But I understand, but not because of him. They would be 0-8 without him.
Right. So that's like yeah. So there's a.
Bijan yesterday punting the ball with his own thigh. That's got to be the worst. But nobody punches it out. You just lose it.
I had one worse. So I was running and I had it tight, right? And some kind of way I was holding it so tight that somebody hit me and it went boom straight up in the air like a punt, right? So we got 7 grown men doing like Mardi Gras, like Derek Alexander, who was our wide receiver.
Yep.
He comes in, he's trying to jump, right? He gets rolled on, hurts. High ankle sprain.
Jeez.
And I'm just like, damn, that's my fault. Right? But
did you get him an ice pack or something?
No, we went to college together. Me, him, and Steve Everett. So it was like.
Was Steve Everett accountable on the sidelines?
Steve Everett could carry his own. I don't think too many people mess with Steve.
No, I'm saying though, like if he did let up a sack, would he take ownership of it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, he like.
It's because he's an artsman.
Like, huh?
He's an artsman.
Steve, listen, he's different. He's a different dude. Like, you want to fight him, but if you're in a fight, you want him with you.
Take a break here on the show. More to come. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. 104.3 WQM on YouTube. Miami 104.3 WQM on Twitch. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From 2 U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. I'll let you guys know that Sports Talk on WQAM, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Leroy, can we get a weather update?
Sure, can.
From Chill Zone AC, featuring reliably rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com as Leroy heads on over to the Windowplex.
It's going to get down to close to 60 this weekend coming up.
Is it really?
Yeah. A little sweater weather. You know... If you live in Boca, boots with the fur.
Look at that idiot, Brian Kelly, getting fired.
Yeah, that's it.
Shocking that didn't work
Speaking
out.
Speaking of Brian Kelly getting fired, cloudy outside.
Cloudy
winds are coming out of, let me tell you, winds seem to be coming out of the southeast. Got about 10 to 15 miles an hour. It's going to be a little warmer up until maybe Thursday or Friday. So I'm guessing that there's some kind of front coming through. So expect some rain with that front. That's how it works. I don't know what y'all are watching on TV, but usually a front that brings rain, especially a front that has cold air on one side, warm air on the other side. That's just weather, 101, right? We got this storm that's tearing up Jamaica and Cuba, right? Does it have it coming this way?
No, it looks like it's gonna miss us, but it's gonna crush Jamaica. It's gonna hit Cuba. It's really sad. Listen, these hurricanes, man.
Safe. They always seem to hit the people that don't need to be hit.
Yeah, right? They're saying it's gonna bring like, tons of storm surge to Jamaica.
Oh yeah,
and it's just like, it's scary out there, man. Because this thing is literally dodgeball. Like it's all yeah. It is. It's like we've sat here. We're like. There's nothing. Thankfully, nothing's come our way thus far.
I guess that's why you got to track it off of Africa because you don't know where it's going.
It's really brutal. Really, prayers out to Jamaica, especially because they're gonna get hit with a Cat 5.
Yeah,
and then Cuba's gonna probably get hit with a Cat 3. Haiti, it's brutal, man. So
yeah,
obviously a very very sad thing to see there. With that, so.
And temperature is probably around 80, 85. It's going to get a little warmer for the next couple of days. And then it'll cool down.
Yep. Cool down. It's going to be cold. I'm going to Nashville. It's supposed to be chilly up there.
Chilly.
But not until the end of the Thursday.
Week. Yeah. So it's like that everywhere.
Like it.
So do you have your one pullover?
I got two. I got two. That's all I need. That's all I need, dude. That's all I need. I feel like I'm just going to be like, other than the day that I'm... broadcast, I'm going to be very cash, very relaxed over there.
So you go to all of the press conferences and stuff like that, or you have a lot of meetings?
So we'll do a meeting on Tuesday. I'm going to meet with all the fighters, and then Wednesday's the weigh-in. They're doing a weigh-in at a bar, and so they'll have everybody out there in their undies.
Oh, I forgot flexing. The fight is on Thursday.
The fight's on Thursday. Gotcha, it's a weird schedule. But I think that they want to do a fight, but they want to avoid football. So the only thing that we got is the Thursday night football. They want to avoid college football.
Is it on TV?
It's on every streaming platform, like all YouTube, Twitch, X, all those places. You can watch it anywhere for free.
Okay, cool.
Dirty Boxing, DBX. And the guy that they're showcasing is Gable Stevenson. He was an Olympic gold medalist. And he's like, we always thought he was going to get into fighting, but because wrestlers are great at fighting. But... He went into pro wrestling at one point. He's only 25. He's already. And then he tried to make the Bills. I think he got cut in OTAs or something like that. So the last year and a half, he's been training with John Jones. John Jones has taken him under his wing. He won his first fight in September. He won LFA, which is one of the pretty high regional scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Smoked a dude in a round. But this one is he's taking on, he just everybody's like, yeah, but can he strike? So this is a strike test for him. He's going in there. He's going to try them hands out.
So it's weird because regular boxing, they start really early. So by the time you're early 20s, mid 20s, you better already have something going for you.
100%.
But MMA is different. Is that because you try all the other things first and then end up at MMA, or because nobody ever comes right out of say the Olympics and say, you know what, I'm gonna be an MMA fighter, and so then they start, and then by the time they're 20, 25, they're already at their prime. No.
I think what you're saying is all fair. A lot of guys get into it later. You have a lot of more disciplines you got to master,
right?
You get them from different avenues, whether they're wrestlers, specialists, or they got into jiu-jitsu, and then they learn how to... a lot of the times...
You don't have to deal... Listen, a grappler doesn't have to deal... It's easier for a grappler to deal with a boxer than it is for a boxer to deal with somebody that's going to fold you up like a pretzel.
Yeah, usually guys come from a specialty, and then they're like, can you do everything? And they got to learn other stuff.
That's why wrestlers have so much success in it, right? Because...
They have, but right? even a guy like Alex Bejeda was a kickboxer, and... he was killing the kickboxing. Well, everybody jokes that if it wasn't for Israel Adesanya, chatting about how this guy in kickboxing, if he never had an interview where he was just like, this guy, his whole life is just beating me in kickboxing. That's his whole thing. And then Alex Bejeda's just like, oh, really? And so he comes over to the UFC and, is now one of the biggest stars ever.
Right.
So it's a cool thing. But also a specialist. a little older, Sergei Bobrovsky. Sergei Bobrovsky. Cats win this weekend. They beat the Vegas Golden Knights. And AJ Greer, he got himself a goal. You know, he was he's got a nice little start to the season for AJ.
Mm-hmm. AJ Greer will take it back the other way. Greer across center. Left side, Marchand a shot. Save made. Greer, and he wraps it around. He scores. AJ Greer picked up the rebound, wrapped it around, and it's 3-0 Panthers.
Sergei Bobrovsky, 50th career shutout.
That's amazing.
Behind the net for Riley Smith then. Backhand out front here. Circle a shot. Oh, what a save made by Bobrovsky on Zach Whitecloud. Maybe the biggest save of the game for Bobrovsky right there, and it comes with his team up three, so not exactly a high-pressure save, but my goodness, was it a good one.
Yep. And Bobby, after the game, he was asked about hitting the landmark of 50 shutouts. Here's what he had to say to the Hockey Hornet.
If you're a 50th career shutout, I know you don't care a whole lot about statistics, but for a long career, that's pretty impressive for you.
Yeah, it's definitely lots of games. You know, I thank God for the journey. I thank the players what I played with and coaches what I've been coached. So it's but I'm excited about future. So it's all in the past, and I'm excited about next game.
I thank God for him.
Think about it. He almost has a whole season of shutouts. That's just crazy.
He's a monster.
He is.
He's a monster, you know. And just the bounce back that he has. Like, he has a stinker the game beforehand. He knows he does. Doesn't have a great showing against Pittsburgh. He goes, watch this, dude.
Oh. You think this team is starting to, like, because they got out to a fast start.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just did what they normally do. But as the season has gone on, even though it's been short, they've started to realize that they got to pick up the slack on and do other things, right?
There's definitely a lot of blending that's happened. You know, they got other guys who are coming up and have to. I think Schwint got his first goal this past game. And so, like, they got a lot of guys who are blending in. But I think you're starting to see Rhino's starting to get cooking a little bit. They need Bennett to get going, honestly. Like, that's probably, like, the last piece. Like, once he starts finding his groove, like, mm-hmm. the Cats will be much better picking up the slack.
Marchand's an old
Marchand's
vet.
Been awesome.
He knows.
Yeah, Marchand's been awesome.
That's what's crazy. When you have a guy on your team like that, he just knows what needs to be done, right?
It's just really, but man, I love Bob. I don't know if I say this enough.
You do.
No, I don't think I do. I want to be clear.
You do.
No, just.
It's starting to make a lot of us uncomfortable.
No, I just, Brittany, I just want to be clear, just so you know. I love Sergei Bobrovsky.
I'm highly aware of that.
Okay.
You make it very known.
Is anybody here?
Very uncomfortable.
Anybody else here?
Very uncomfortable.
I should let everybody else know.
Yeah, go shout it in the hallway and see.
Yeah, you know,
and
you're let everybody know.
Yeah.
That's Radio Libre next to us.
You think so?
You going to yell it in Spanish?
Can you yell it in Spanish? That'd be funny.
Is that point to the ceiling?
No.
Can you guys see me?
No, point to the ceiling.
Hello, Radio Libre. Te amo, Sergei Bobrovsky, mucho.
You.
Te quiero, Bob, mucho.
Hey, you're an idiot. You're a different level idiot, right?
Hold on, let me just.
Wait. No, okay, there we go.
Hold on. Hey, good lad! I just want you to know I love Sergei Bobrovsky! Oh, he's coming closer. Hold on, just so he gets
He's old, he can't.
The old
always get irritated. Hang on, I'm coming closer.
Yeah, I just want you to know I love Sergei Bobrovsky. Hey, he's not surprised. He's not surprised, everybody.
Don't worry. He just did it to Radio Libre.
Yes, yeah. And in Spanish.
In Spanish.
In Spanish.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, it's very good. I'm proud.
Thank you.
And he brought me away from doing stuff for, like, absolutely.
It's Monday. Time. Nobody's here, Lynn.
Yeah, what do you got? Jogo! Also, I want to let you know, I love
Power 96. Anyway, that's it.
You know, I did a show with her.
Did you?
Yeah. We used to do CBS, the SEC Game of the Week.
Wow.
Long time ago.
That feel really good.
It did feel good.
I'm sure it did.
You ever like it, they say, hey, shout it from the rooftops? That's what it feels like.
That's exactly what you did.
No.
I like the guy who goes, great radio here, guys. What are you? My program director. I just he's the guy who's supposed to sell me that. Not you. What do you care? What are you, the show police?
Wait. Dude, let me read some of these. Is Lynn dressed as Adam Sandler for Halloween? Glenn looks like 90s grunge.
Oh, man, I can't get this camera. Just
stay where you are. Lynn dressed like a Take Back rack at TJ Maxx. What are we doing? Shout it to them. They love the Russians.
He probably wishes that he just would have stayed at the desk.
I mean, he kind of has to know the shenanigans, right?
I think so.
When you called him over and you were yelling with the earphones on.
He knows what comes with
the
this.
The headphones on.
Yep.
You had to know there was some chicanery going on.
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, yeah. I wonder how Radio Libre.
They don't know what's going on, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
she was panicking earlier. Brittany had to go save her.
I did.
Brittany was her A-chan.
I was.
Brittany, save me!
Do you
speak Spanish, Brittany?
Yes.
You could have just went... Yeah. She spoke English.
She was speaking English?
Yeah, I know. Mm. But it's called Radio Libre. I'm assuming that all assistants had to come in Spanish.
Well, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums are next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Are you talking to your camera? Yeah. All right, welcome back, everybody.
My camera has a better chance of fixing itself than me filling out a ticket and having it fixed. So I talk to the camera.
Okay, fair enough, dude. Hey, I want to let you guys know.
Let us know.
I just lost my liner. Hey, good luck. What happened to my liner? Just sent him. The heat liner.
Just fill out a... Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Miami Heat, they're offering fans value deals like a $60 pizza deal, 4 pizzas, chips, waters, and a $40 hot dog deal for hot dogs, popcorns, and drinks. Grab-and-go stands in the 400 level. They also have $3 sodas, $8 beers, and $3 snacks. Kids can enjoy $15 Bernie meals with a hot dog or chicken nuggets with a souvenir cup and fruit snacks and a silicone bracelet. For information on food, beverage deals, visit KaseyaCenter.com. Last night, by the way, Michael McCullough was not lying about that pyro, dude. Wow. They got new flamethrowers. They have them all over the place. Wow. That's a lot. That is a lot of fire that they're bringing to the table.
All right.
They were not kidding when they talked about that. Let us get to the part of the show where we hand out our game balls and game. Bums!
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bomb!
What do we got today, Leroy, for your game balls and game bumps?
I'm not going to give one game bum, but I'm going to give game bums like Oprah.
Wow, you're going to be like Mike McDaniel.
To anybody who had a hand in the Canes wearing those uniforms, game bum.
Bum.
Terrible. Terrible. You had swamp green with camouflage. Even at least make it army green. Make it the same green. But to have a different color green than we've ever seen in camouflage is ridiculous. It just didn't look good. Helmets were cool. But that's it.
The helmets were cool.
Right.
I'll give them that.
My game ball, and I could, you know, you saw me texting about Tua and throwing them darts. But I'm going to tell you what. I was highly impressed at how the defense played and got after it. Tackling, swarming, defending, getting after the quarterback. I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care. Like, they've been a sieve to everybody. So they get my game ball because it was the first time all year that I've seen them relentless for a whole football game. Especially with one of the top, two or three running backs in the league?
Crazy.
So you got to get a game ball for that. Everybody, it took more than one person. It wasn't like one person dominated, but they were all over the field consistently for a whole game. Got to get the game ball for that.
Tua doing it with one eye, like a pirate.
Yeah, but like, I don't know, maybe.
Who's the guy in Avengers, Samuel L. Jackson with the patch? What's that guy's name?
Yeah, because he got
Agent Shields.
No, that's Fury.
Fury,
Nick
yes.
Fury.
Yeah,
because he got scratched by a flurkin.
What? What the hell's a flurkin?
A flurkin. That's what scratched his eye out.
I don't know. Is that an animal?
It was a cat, but they say that's not a cat. Yep.
Well, Tua was awesome yesterday. Yes, the Dolphins really. Yes. Jalen Waddle.
Has anybody just out of curiosity? Was I the only one that was shocked to see Tua throw the ball, like, with that energy? Right? It seems like he's always been throwing stuff over the
just everything with touch.
Yeah, over the middle. But have you – I mean
– That was what
– That ball he threw to the –
The one to Malik was one of the best throws I've seen him throw.
Right,
that was a really
exactly.
That was a really great play.
Right.
Really, really great play. And a great catch, by the way, by Malik, too. Really, really impressive – by the Dolphins.
That's it, RVA Richie.
Mm-hmm.
Mother flurkin. That's what he said.
That's what he says?
Yeah, when he got his eye scratched out.
Nick says, Tobin is Nick McFlurry. Objectively a point, but I don't have to like it.
Oh, Tobin is a grunge band.
Point for
Tobin
you,
has a grunge band is Pearl Ham.
Oh, by the way, we got to give a shout-out, dude. You know who we got to give a shout-out to?
Who?
Mike Biamonte. Mike Biamonte, they announced this week he is he's decided this is his last season.
No!
That was my reaction, too.
No!
I had that exact reaction.
Wait, you didn't know that?
Too many steps.
How did you not know that? Do you live in a
that
rock?
Was terrible. That wasn't even close to what he does.
Nope.
It's too many steps. And then they do the Flintstones. I actually have one of those. I got a new button I'm working on from him. Yeah.
Do you have to double up now?
I don't know, dude. I heard that this week, and I was like, I don't know. I don't know how Heat games are going to be the same. I love Mike Biamonte. And obviously, for us, he's done such a great thing for our show to bask in
yes,
the silly
sauce.
Yes, we
have a personal interest in Mike Biamonte.
But he's the best. Like, yes. he's simply the best, and I, you know.
Can we get him in here?
I think we should definitely have to at some point this season. They're calling the season Mic Drop. It's his final season. He gave like a little speech yesterday during the game. And
how long has he been doing it?
35 years.
Oh, so he's been here as long as
he's an OG.
Yeah.
35 years, dude. Like he's
his voice has never changed.
I know.
My voice changed from last week. I got a week older.
He misses like one game a year, maybe. Like he barely misses action, you know? But he's like, I guess, you know. Seeing like he's a grandfather now, he wants to move on, and I get it. Like, but I don't know how games are going to be the same. Like,
yes.
when the guys
Who's
celebrate,
do the dos minutos.
I don't know. Does anybody? You don't do it still after he leaves. That's his thing. That's his thing, you know? And everybody knows, like, that he does it the first quarter, and then everybody else does it. And then, you know, when he gets the fans fired up, stand up and make some noise. I'm like, oh,
hey,
come on, dude. That is good.
Can I just say, you are a bad influence to these people.
What do you mean?
Birdman 301. I am grief listening to 680 The Fan driving from Atlanta.
That's good. Feels good, doesn't it? I didn't watch enough. You know, I got to be honest with you. I didn't watch enough Atlanta. I didn't watch enough Knicks podcast yesterday. I will say, though, I got to give credit to Dan Day, hosts, of course, on the weekend here in Sports Day. Dan Day told me yesterday, because Dan Day's got his optimism is sometimes impenetrable.
He's a very positive, like, being from New Orleans is odd. Yeah. I'm going to just put it that way.
But you know what else it also fuels?
What?
Hating Atlanta. Yes. And he goes, he's like,
hey, that's a rite of passage right there. If you're from New Orleans, you are born with hate for Atlanta.
I'm like, you know, come on, Dan, we're all sitting here. We're being big mopes on the pregame show. And he's like, don't count Atlanta to Atlanta. I was like, what? They do that too?
Yes.
They did that. Wow.
Wait, come on. For years, we've been talking about Atlanta.
I know, but you don't. Right. You know, sometimes I think you guys are being team petty exaggerators, but man.
No. Woo. Dude, listen. You take the team that you hate the most, whether it's the Knicks, whether it's the Jets, multiply by 20, and that's our lifelong mission. You were born with, here's a baby thing, here's your blanket, and here's your middle finger to Atlanta. That's how you're born. I'm not lying. Dude, that is real. So we don't like Atlanta kick rocks.
You're just born that way. Should have seen him yesterday. I came in for the Heat game and he was running around the studio. Yes. The office so excited. He was so excited.
Yes.
Because
Atlanta lost.
Yes. This is what we do. We look at the Dolphins score. Well, I look at four teams. I look at the Dolphins, the Saints, right, the Browns, and then the Vikings, right? And then when I'm done seeing how the teams that I have, you know, history with, then I look to see how Atlanta did. That's just the way it is.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. We're back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.